Ellison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Ellison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Ellison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning here at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Ellison Norman. I am Ellison Norman here bringing you news and information and local stuff. I'm talking all about real estate and what affects real estate in the county and, community and all that stuff that kind of ties it all together. So good morning, and I hope you survived that heat yesterday. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and I did survive it.
I'm here. You're here today.
We got another day today, it sounds like.
I know. Well, and today didn't start out with the fog that we had yesterday, yeah, so that worries me.
That's sort of worrisome.
Right. Because usually if we have that fog in the morning, it doesn't get quite so hot. But boy, was it hot. So I spent the day this weekend. I'm doing we have a team at Relay for Life. Which is an American Cancer Society event that happens all over the world and at different times. And last year we did the Santa Rosa Relay for Life. This year, we also did the Novato. So this year we're down in Novato and at Hamilton School, which is a new location for Novato. It's going until noon. It actually goes all night. If you don't know anything about Relay for Life,
So were you up all night?
I wasn't. I went home. I went home because, I had the excuse that I have some dogs I have to check on. And
and a radio show to do.
And a radio show to do in the morning. So so we have a team there. It's Lynch Syndrome Warriors, because if you've followed along at all, we talk a lot. Actually go around a lot and talk about Lynch Syndrome, which is a kind of a predisposition to cancer. It's a genetic condition, I guess you call it, that is passed down from generation to generation and makes you more susceptible to certain cancers, predominantly colon, which my daughter had when she was 22, and that's how we discovered this Lynch syndrome link in our family. So we go around promoting, and she actually is great about getting up there and talking. We've been speaking at Relay, we've spoken now, I think, at about 5 different Relay for Lives, telling her story, and then I kind of come on and talk a little bit about what Lynch syndrome is, and you can look it up. We won't go into too much detail today, but so we were in Napa, American Canyon, where the Napa and American Canyon Relay for Lives combined, and they had their event. They did just a one-day event, I think from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And so we came in the morning and spoke there, and then we got in the car and drove down to Novato and sat out in the heat all day. But we have our booth. We're selling. She made a bunch of she makes these awesome dream catchers and some other stuff. My cousins, who are very artistic, have some arts and crafts and stuff. It's a fun event. It's free, and people are usually selling. There's food you can buy. There's crafts and different things you can buy, and all of that money goes right into the pot for the event and goes straight to the American Cancer Society. And I'll probably talk a little bit later about kind of what the American Cancer Society does, if you don't know, because I think it's important to know. But anyway, so we're speaking this morning. I'm going to get in the car after the show and drive down there. And I've got my Relay for Life shirt on, and I'm ready to go. If you happen to be near Novato and you want to head on over, come say hi. It's a free event. You just come on in. The Boy Scouts were working really hard yesterday, Joe. They were, I don't know what troop it was, somewhere down in Novato, but they were really working hard out in the heat and passing out water and. What a good group of young boys.
Popular with the water.
They're popular with the water. And then they have this really nice luminaria, which I posted on my Facebook page, where you can, they take these little white, like lunch bag size bags and put, in honor of or in memory of. We actually made one, my daughter and I made one for Mike, and put it out this year, and I posted that on Facebook. But it's this whole, all around the whole entire lap. is are these bags lined up, and they put candles in them and turn off all the lights, and it's just it's really powerful to see. And then they have a slideshow with, you know, all those people that have been lost, or, you know, in memory of and or in honor of people that have fought. And Mike was a two-time cancer survivor, and then eventually it got him, sadly. But anyway, so we honored him this weekend as well, with his Luminaria bag, and it's on my Facebook page if you want to check it out, which is just my page, Allison Norman. And then I tried to post, I had a hard time posting it on the Real Estate Hour page. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. And then, so I'm going to be down there, but it's over at noon, and I'm going to get in the car and head back up to Santa Rosa because I do have an open house today. So we can talk about that for a minute. I'm going to be out at Andy Way. We have that. That's the one that was in escrow. The buyers decided they wanted a bigger house, so they, which they have every right to do. Hopefully, you know, we'd like it if people will figure that out before they put an offer in. But I think they were just kind of really trying to get themselves into that neighborhood. It's a really desirable neighborhood. It's up over kind of upper Lomita Heights in a little section, a little newer section, built in 1994, called Brittany Meadow. And great single level house. It's almost 2,000 square feet, 1,988 square feet. Single level, tax records call it a four bedroom, but really that fourth bedroom is more, you know, used as an office. It doesn't have a closet. I think there's room to add one in if you really needed a fourth bedroom, and you could, you know, check with the county on that. But it is, it's in the tax records as a four bedroom. So I think, you know, putting a closet in there, calling it a four bedroom, and you're done. But again, you always want to check and make sure you don't need a permit for that, or, you know, what you need to do to make that, to do it right. So that when you go to sell, that's when it comes up, is you get that question, you know, what kind of work have you done on the house? Have you done anything without permits? You know, all of that, it's not a, usually not a deal breaker, but it could be for somebody that's really concerned about, because the thing with permits, if you don't get permits, and you know, it may be perfectly fine with you, it may be perfectly fine with the buyer, but then again, it may not. And the concern for the buyer is that if a neighbor happens to say something and turns you in for this, now you're scrambling to get a permit or to remove whatever. Maybe it, well, you bought the house because it had a fourth bedroom, and then you find out it really legally didn't. I'm not saying that in this case of Andy Way, I'm just talking in general. You know, there is a chance that something could go wrong, and you're going to, now you're pulling out that fourth bedroom that you thought you had. So again, not talking about Andy Way, talking in general. So Andy Way is legally four bedroom, but it lives kind of as a three bedroom with an office. Beautiful yard, lots of roses, and it's just a really pretty setting. You look out the backyard, and there's these, there's kind of, it looks like open space, but it's actually part of the yard next door or behind. Big rock, you know, boulders, and just really natural looking. So you're not looking out at another house behind you. So great property, listed at $795. I will be there from 1 to 4. I may be a little exhausted because I'll be coming from 2 days of sitting out in the heat at Relay for Life, again, down in Novato. But yeah, come check it out. Come see me. If you can't get over there on Sunday, I'm always available to show that to you. Just give me a call, and that's 799-3617 as my direct number. And then our while I'm throwing out numbers, our in-studio line is 707-636-1350, and that's if you have a specific question for me today about real estate. I'll do my best to answer that for you, or get to, you know, take your name down and get you the information and get back to you. But that's always a good way to get a hold of me during the show. So I can't see the clock, Joe. Is it? Yeah, I think it's time for a break. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the numbers, as we usually do, but a couple of interesting articles about, you know, real estate versus stocks, you know, what's going on with that, and then what's happening with the California Association of Realtors. There's a real push for supporting ordinances that support home ownership. So I'll talk a little bit more about those ordinances and those that it would be good to support. That and more here on the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after this break.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I still struggle with that one. It's been the Real Estate Hour forever. But it always was Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. So it is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour still with Allison Norman. I'm here every Sunday morning to talk with you about real estate, community, Sonoma County and the surrounding areas. And then we talk about, you know, national and statewide things as well. I do have a little bit of information. It's kind of some national numbers as far as real estate versus stocks. Who is investing more in what and why? But first, let's talk a little bit about the real estate numbers. Oh, you know, I forgot. I've got this big thing right in front of me. I forgot the fair is starting. I drove by today on Highway 12, and they're starting to set it up. So August 1st, Sonoma County Fair, and it's odd because we had, I don't know, it was odd. But anyway, to me, I keep feeling
it's
like
it's already August.
It is, but I feel like it's like we had the Sonoma Marin Fair and we had the Marin County Fair, which I always go to because I grew up in Marin. It's kind of a tradition for me, and it feels like this is so late. It's usually the last week in July that they do, and then the first week in August. I feel like it's a little late this year.
I'm sure some kids are feeling that too, because as soon as the fair ends,
they go back to school. No, so I saw a billboard this, you know, about the fair. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, we haven't even had the fair yet. Because I feel like we've already done the fair, but this is the big one, the 2 week. You know, when I moved up to Sonoma County, I was used to the Marin County Fair that was like a 4 day fair, 5 day fair, and you know, the Sonoma County Fair is a big deal, and it's a big long, you know, 2 week fair. I think they started a few years ago dropping that Monday, where they would be closed on a Monday so they can kind of refresh everything. And I think that's still the case. But it goes from August 1st to August 11th. So get out there, enjoy the fair. The horse racing is always fun. Just to get out there and you know, it's fun because you can do a really small scale. You know, I put a couple dollars down here and go in there with $20 and see what I can do, you know. So it's fun to do that. You know, it's not fun if you're putting thousands of dollars up and you lose it. But don't spend your rent money. Don't spend your house payment, you know. But just fun. It's a fun fair. And anyway, I'm looking forward to that. It's coming up August 1st. Starting, so we'll be there checking it out. So as far as the real estate numbers, you know, we'll do next week already. Next Sunday will be August already, so we'll talk.
As you just said, it's actually Thursday.
I know, August 1st is Thursday. I can't believe it's already August.
It is slipping away.
It really is. Where'd that summer go? It'll be interesting to see what happens with the real estate market in August, because, or even like right now, because people go on vacation that last push before school starts again. So a lot of times we get a little bit of a slowdown in the real estate market while people are busy getting ready for school and going back. And really anybody that wanted us to buy during the summer, they, you know, they pretty much already needed to be in there and doing that. And people like to do that so they can, you know, if it's a family, somebody that has kids, they're moving around during the summer so that they're not having to relocate their kids to a different school, and they can start fresh and you know, preferably get in there and make some friends before school starts with some local programs and stuff. So people really like, families anyway, really like to move around during the summer. So that's coming to an end. So it'll be interesting to look at the numbers next Sunday. We'll talk more about the sales and what happened in July. But for now, just a little bit about what's active on the market. I'm keeping an eye on that just so we can see, because especially as we went into summer, things were starting to inch up. Sales, we're seeing more homes on the market. We're seeing more price reductions, things sitting a little bit longer. I personally, and I think I've seen a lot of back on the markets, and I think, you know, that I don't know what's really causing that, but I've had a couple that have gone in and come back out, which is a little frustrating, but I don't know if people are just being a little more picky because prices are so high, and it really is a huge investment, and if it's, you know, you get into it and it's really not making sense. You know, like I said, hopefully you kind of figure that out before you put an offer in. And but sometimes you need to just get the offer in. If you spend too much time thinking about, you know, is this the right house? Do we really want to buy this house? Is it, you know, does it make sense financially? And does it need too much work? That's all stuff that you really do need to be thinking about while you're in escrow, especially if it's something that's going to have a lot of attention and possibly multiple offers. You want to get your offer in there. You know, that being said, you don't want to just throw an offer in there, you know, and then tie it up so that you can back right back out. You want to be sure, but you also want to leave yourself that opportunity to really make sure it's the right property. And that is, we talked a lot about contingencies and, that's within your rights, and you do have a lot of protection as a buyer to do that. So that, you know, that's good. And anyway, it is what it is when they go in and then come back out. That's the nature of real estate. But so we have active on the market right now, 1,157 single family homes. And that's pretty much, you know, what it's been. It's been pretty much around in there, around the, you know, 1,100. I don't think it's hit much higher than that. And they're selling, so that's good. So we're not seeing a bunch of, we're not seeing it pile up, which is good. So we have new things coming on the market, and then we have things selling. So when they start piling up too much, and things are not selling, that's when you get concerned that, you know, and that we would shift into more of a buyer's market, which we're nowhere near right now. Because, you know, that's like when you get about 5 to 6 months of, you know, 5 or 6 months worth of inventory. And now we're really only at maybe, you know, 1.5, two months of inventory. Sorry, depending on the price point. And it all varies. The price point, the neighborhood, the market, you know, the town. Real estate is very kind of micro dynamic. There's a lot of different little micro markets within a market, so it's hard to tell. So the numbers I'm telling you right now are across the board. So 1,157 active single family homes, condos 126, multifamily, which is the classification is 2 to 4 units, is considered multifamily, and then once you get up to 5 units or more, that's a whole different animal, and they're very hard to find around here. There aren't very many, and particularly not in our local MLS. A lot of them are listed in the more in the commercial market. You know, really, if it's the kind of the small time investor that's looking for not a huge, you know, multiplex, 2 to 4 units are a good way to go. But we don't have very many around here. There's actually 41 on the market. Sorry, I'm coughing this morning. There's 41 active multi-unit homes on the market, and that's across the board again, all price points, all cities in Sonoma County. So if you're thinking about an investment, or you maybe have an exchange to do, that, you know, that's something to look at. There are some out there, but they are kind of, they go quickly usually if it's a, you know, real good deal and they're priced right. And the, you know, the cap rate, the money you're going to be making on it has to make sense. And as we see our California pricing, and especially Sonoma County, or the Bay Area in general, as we see those prices going up, we really are losing a lot of the investors. They're going elsewhere. We'll talk about that in you know, future shows. I think I've been thinking about getting, you know, having some. I have realtor friends and associates across the world, really, but across the country, that there's some really good markets for investing right now. And California really has gotten to the point where it isn't. And that happened back in, you know, 2000, three, early 2000s, as the prices were skyrocketing before we had our bubble burst. It got to where it didn't make sense to invest in California real estate in the Bay Area. So people started looking elsewhere, and I actually bought a couple of investment properties in other cities, one in Las Vegas, one in outside of Bend, Oregon, a little town called Redmond, which was just kind of on the edge of seeing really a lot of investors coming in. So to watch those little markets around the country and see what's going on, and there's two different things you're looking for. You're looking for either or maybe both equity growth or a good cap rate, and that means that you're going to be good at, you know, getting some good passive income, and that's that's a good way. If you're looking for an investment, a long-term investment, is to find an investment property with good a good cap rate that's going to bring you some passive income monthly, and then the tax write-offs and the there's a lot of benefit to real estate, and I'll talk about that in a minute too. I'm getting sidetracked. So the lots, 385 residential lots in Sonoma County. A lot of those are in Santa Rosa, in the fire area. Those are fire lots, and we're very, you know, keeping a really close eye on that, because that's where we're going to see, I think, some issues. And I think a lot of people are thinking there's going to be a real glut of lots coming up. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think, you know, there's 385 lots on the market, 55 are in escrow. So they are selling, but they're selling slowly. And what's happening is when that insurance money runs out for these fire survivors and fire victims, they've been either trying to get permits, trying to get a home built, thinking about whether they're going to do it, whether or not they're on the fence. They're getting this rent money for the place they're living in now for their temporary replacement property. That's going to be gone in October. So now they're going to be looking at rent on the house they're currently living in, their temporary home, or mortgage. Maybe they bought another house. And additionally, they're still paying mortgage on this lot in the thought that they were going to build a house, you know, rebuild with the insurance money. And a lot of people are thinking, you know what, it's not going to work. One, we don't have enough money, or we're seeing, I've been talking to people that have been seeing neighborhoods just, you know, these huge homes going up next to them. The developers are building these big homes in neighborhoods that were traditionally single level homes, you know, 1960s, 70s modest homes. And now they're thinking about rebuilding, and they're looking at their neighbors that are now towering over them, and so they're changing their mind. So we're seeing a lot of that. So we are closely watching what's happening with the lots. If people are thinking they're not going to do that anymore. So we're going to go to the news, and then we'll talk more when I come back. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we'll be right back after the news. See you soon.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
A gun battle is continuing right now, say Afghan officials in the capital, Kabul, at the political office of the Afghan president's vice presidential running mate. They say there was a large explosion, and then several gunmen stormed the place and are holed up inside. At least two people are dead. Tropical storm Eric has formed in the Pacific, far off the western coast of Mexico, predicted to become a hurricane by tomorrow, on a path that could take it near Hawaii by late in the week. About half of those surveyed say the Mueller hearings did not change their opinion on impeachment, and the other half were split between more likely or less likely to support it, that in a new ABC News Ipsos poll. Defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about a black Democratic congressman, Elijah Cummings, and his Baltimore district, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney today saying the tweets were a reaction to Cummings accusing a top administration official of wrongly calling reports of overcrowded border facilities unsubstantiated. Mulvaney says that statement was a lie. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Another hot day for the North Bay, high 91 in Santa Rosa, 69 along the coast with sunny skies. Expect higher temperatures inland and in the northern parts of the county. Clear skies tonight, low 53. Drop into the 80s for Monday, 85 in Santa Rosa, 67 in Bodega Bay. More of the same for Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. I don't think we had... Did we have music? I guess I heard the music. It's okay. Oh, there it is. It didn't sound quite right, but anyway, I'm back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman.
As long as we have you.
I know, right? Who needs the music? But that's what makes people come running back to, you know, that they went to take a little break and they go, oh, it's back on. I guess. Maybe they do that. Who knows? I was like, whatever. Anyway, a couple things I forgot to mention, then we'll get back in. The Relay for Life, which I'm going to be at down in Novato. I put on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. I put a link if you want to go in and learn more about what Relay for Life is, and you can actually donate to our team, which... again, goes straight to American Cancer Society and all the amazing things they do. And it's not just cancer research. They do a lot of support. They have, you know, help with temporary lodging if somebody is, you know, for family members, with rides if you're getting radiation, you know, and you can't drive because they make you sign something saying I'm not going to drive while I'm having this radiation treatment. They offer rides there. They have this whole network of people that volunteer for that, and that's something if you're looking for something to volunteer, they are looking for volunteers to give rides to cancer patients for treatments. And I think it's not just radiation, it's also for, you know, chemo treatments or whatever, but they just do a lot of stuff. They offer even you know, like beauty products for and hair, wigs, and you know, all of that stuff for somebody going through treatment to kind of help you feel better about yourself. So it's a really great organization. I will be there finishing up our 24-hour Relay for Life down in Novato. Then we're actually going to be doing, listen, stay tuned, we're going to be doing another up in Petaluma, or I guess down from here in Petaluma, in September. We're going to have another Relay for Life, and we'll be there. So if you want to get involved, there is an opportunity to do that. Lots of opportunities. Anyway, so back to what we were talking about. There's an interesting, I guess it was a video I watched, but it was an article. And this economist, Bankrate, his name's Greg McBride, and he was talking about stocks versus real estate and what they're seeing in that, and looking at it as long-term investments, so which they consider long-term investment as 10 years or more. So we're seeing an interesting kind of a gap between real estate being at 31% of people in this survey they did are looking at real estate as a better investment for long term versus stocks, which is only at 20%, and then other cash investment and gold, I think, was mixed in with that at 19%. So the question that was presented to him is, you know, after this, you know, the real estate, you know, crash that we had, and everybody got really freaked out by, you know, real estate, and people lost a lot, you know, a lot of money in real estate. It's interesting that, you know, the real estate prices came back, came back, the values came back up. And along with that, the real estate investors came back in thinking, you know, this is a good investment. And in this case, an investment, I'm not talking just about, you know, buying it as an investment like we just talked about for cash flow and passive income, but really just investing in real estate in general, and even buying real estate to live in. I look at it as an investment, and I think most people do. As a long-term investment, you're investing in yourself, really, when you're buying a home instead of renting. But anyway, it was interesting that, you know, he's saying that it basically just bounced right back along with the real estate market, whereas stocks didn't. And when, you know, the stocks, and I know, you know, most of us remember the stock market crashes that have happened, you know, more recently than I remember, even back when I was, I think it was back in the 80s, maybe early 90s. I should know this. But anyway, though, you'll all be able to answer that for me. But there was another big crash in stocks. So I think people, it's interesting that it hasn't bounced back, whereas real estate has. The biggest group that's investing in real estate and finding real estate to be a better investment than stocks are the millennials, which is interesting because we hear a lot about, oh, millennials aren't buying houses. They're not, you know, they're not doing that. And a lot of millennials went through the horrible market, seeing their parents lose homes, and really got scared off, or so we thought, you know, got scared off to real estate, or turned off to, you know, now we need something different. Real estate's not a good investment. But they're, you know, they're back, and they're, you know, the millennials that maybe didn't buy in their 20s are now, you know, millennials are heading into their 30s now, or in their 30s. And they're looking at buying homes as a place to live, but also as an investment, buying additional homes as a stronger investment in their mind, at least these people they surveyed, than stocks. And you know, I don't know if it's just maybe they understand. I know me personally, and I'm not a millennial. I'm a baby boomer. the very last of the baby boomers. But I don't really understand stocks. I understand real estate, and I see the value in real estate as an investment. But a lot of people, you know, really like playing the stock market and all of that. So it's a whole different thing. But it's interesting that millennials were at the top of the group of people who are looking at long-term investment and choosing real estate over stocks. So it was 36% millennials, Gen X 31%, baby boomers 30%, the silent generation 23%, you know, not looking, or 23%. So the other, you know, the rest of them are they're not looking at real estate as long-term investment. They're looking at stocks. I think as you get older, And that has a lot to do, I think, with retirement, because our retirement funds and people are putting money in, and it's invested in the stock market, and that's what they know, and that's what they're comfortable with, and that's what's happening with our IRAs and, you know, and all of that. So there was a real concern with this guy, Greg McBride at Bankrate, who was saying that it's a little of a concern because they're going to be, the millennials is the biggest group, you know, when they hit retirement age, it's really going to be needing that retirement money. And they're, he was a little concerned that they're not investing in the stock market. But I don't know. I think, in my own opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, I think real estate's a good investment. And I think if you do it right, you know, investing in finding properties that will give you some cash flow for long-term investment, I think it's a good way to go. So I don't know if that concern is of his is you know, I don't think it's as big a concern as it is, because I think millennials are pretty creative, and as with the generations following them, and I think they see the value in real estate, and that's good. So it's just learning how to, you know, find something that's going to work for you. And if that's, you know, I think a lot of, I don't see right now California, at least not this part of California, being a good place to invest your money in real estate. However, there's, you know, I have a good friend in who's a realtor in Fresno, and I think Fresno has, you know, the claim right now that they are the lowest or the best. I forget how he put it, but the best place to invest in California right now. They really do have very low prices. They have, you know, good rents. Chico's another one. Chico's a great place. Anywhere kind of in that inland valley, too, is a good place to invest if you're looking for somewhere to invest in real estate. And I'm glad to, you know, recommend someone. I do have realtor connections, like I said, around the world, really. But, you know, in California, across the country, if you're thinking about moving or thinking about buying an investment property, you know, I can certainly find out where a good place to put your money is in real estate in other parts of the country. And like I said, that's what I did when I started investing in real estate, is I looked elsewhere because California just didn't make sense back. And this was in the early 2000s. So I started investing in other states, and you know, you get a property manager. I actually bought two properties and never saw them, you know, and some people are horrified by that. How could you not see the house first? It's like, well, it was an investment, you know, and if you, you know, you're buying it as an investment, I don't care what the house looks like. If I've got a realtor on the other end saying, this is a good deal, this is what rent you could get for it, then, you know, why not? It comes down to knowing that you have competent people on the other end. Anyway, so I am a firm believer in real estate as investment for long term, and really, you know, that passive income that you need as you're heading into retirement age, and you know, maybe you're under. Whatever, not underinsured, but you know, your retirement is going to be a little less than you're comfortable with. You know, look at that, and especially as you know, the interest rates are down, the all of that. You know, the bank, what you're making on your money. Not only are the mortgage rates down, but also the what you make on your money that you've invested in stocks and bonds and all that is low right now. So. I think real estate's the way to go, and I'd be glad to talk to you about that. And I don't just think that because I'm a realtor and it benefits me, but so don't think that. I mean, I really genuinely, I was a real estate investor before I became a realtor. I'm a strong believer in real estate as an investment, whether it's just to buy a home that eventually maybe you're going to move out of and buy another home and then turn around and rent that one. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Or if you have a home, you know, that you want to sell. I have a client right now where we'll put the house on the market and then she's going to buy in another state, you know, three or four rental units. And it just makes sense to supplement your retirement with that. Anyway, so that's my, I think that was kind of a soapbox speech about, it wasn't supposed to be, but it kind of turned into that. Buy real estate. No, but really buy it if it makes sense to you. And, you know, you certainly don't want to put yourself in a burden financially. But if it's something that you have some money that you need to, that you're looking to do something with, and maybe you're not getting very much return on either on your stocks or, you know, through your IRA, you can actually borrow on your IRA to do home purchase or investment purchase. There's a lot of different ways. I'd be glad to talk to you about that. And we're going to take a little break. If you do have questions about real estate throughout the week, my number is 707-799-3617. And or you can always email me, AllisonNorman@kw.com. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back a little bit more about what's happening in real estate around the state and the country and what CAR is doing to help ensure that everybody has the opportunity to buy a home. So we'll be right back after this break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO.
Clark Wolf is with us.
Food halls really need to be one of two things. They either need to be in very inexpensive areas where you can produce the food for other locations, or it's got to be in an area where there's so many freaking people, the swarms can come through and fill it.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back, and we're on the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes of the show. It always goes by so quickly, and I have so much stuff to talk about. I think just like Mike, we used to get so sidetracked, and you get me talking about something I'm passionate about, and it takes way longer to get my point across. But anyway, so I think we covered most of what I wanted to cover in that segment. One thing I wanted to mention that there was an interesting... we were talking about moving out of the area for investment, or not moving, but buying out of the area investment. But there was an interesting list I looked at about, places to retire, best U.S. cities for retirement. And it's based on several factors, share of seniors in the area. So, an older population, or the percentage of that, and then available social activities, weather, senior communities, healthcare quality, which is a big important one, number of hospitals and pharmacies nearby, and of course, cost of living. So I'll just go through real quick the list, and if you have interest in moving to these areas, I'll get you more information. But I just thought it was interesting. There's a lot of people moving out of California, and here's some options. So Coral Springs, Florida was the number one, idyllic weather and beaches. And no state income tax. So Glendale, Arizona, I would talk to a realtor I know in Arizona, and they're just so busy right now. There is a lot of investment and people just moving out of California, generally California, but other places too, but moving into Arizona. Glendale, Arizona, and that's a suburb of Phoenix. Eugene, Oregon, I thought was interesting because that's actually a college town, but it is, and it's a great town if you've never driven through Oregon, stopped in Eugene. It's a really nice little town. But 15% of the city's population is over 65. And there's, lots of local things. It's a really walkable community. But it's interesting. It's a college town. So it's also a senior town, I guess. Provo, Utah is another one. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And that's it on this list. So those are some places, the top places to move if you're thinking of retiring. According to the senioradvice.com. So anyway, and that's not for investing. That's just if you want to get out of California and move somewhere else, which we're seeing a lot. We're actually seeing people move in too for other reasons, but just cost of living. A lot of people are moving out, and that's a perfect segue for the last thing I wanted to talk about was California Association of Realtors has a real push this year to talk, get serious about housing. in California. It's Let's Get Serious on Supply is what they're technically calling this initiative. But they're urging California lawmakers to support policies that increase housing supply. I'm sorry. And if you go to housingforcalifornia.com, and I actually posted this on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. But if you go to housingforcalifornia.com, it pops up this little thing you can fill out, form. You can fill out where they want your name at, email address, zip code, and wants to know if you're a realtor. This is, this isn't really a realtor page, but they're asking people to urge California lawmakers to support policies that increase housing supply. And really to ensure home ownership for Californians, both young and old, and at that they believe, and I agree, that it starts with increasing supply to end our state's housing availability and affordability crisis. We can't afford to wait any longer. It's time to get serious on supply. So in a recent survey, 53% of Californians said they were considering moving to another state due to high housing costs. And even worse, a higher share of young people are at risk of leaving California. And so that, you know, they're, you know, what they're saying is the biggest concern really is that our kids are not going to be able to afford homes here in California and you know, the future generations. And we've talked about that before with the economists for CAR, California Association of Realtors, and NAR too, just all over the country. But really, mainly, it's a big problem in California. Is that California is really, if we keep going on the same trajectory we're on now, we will become a majority renter state. And that's not good for, you know, a lot of reasons. So it's really important to, you know, encourage lawmakers to support these policies that increase housing supply. And a few of them right now that they're supporting. And again, you can go to this housingforcalifornia.com. If this is something that resonates with you and you agree with it and you want to support this initiative let our lawmakers know, I would encourage you to go and fill out the form. It says, are you a realtor? You don't have to be. You just, you know, this is for everybody to go in and encourage this. So the three bills right now, one is SB 50, Senator Wiener, housing development around transit. So this encourages the development of mid-rise multifamily unit housing construction around major transit hubs and employment centers. It provides developers with a height density bonus in exchange for a percentage of deed-restricted affordable units, exempt historic district, and most of the coastal zone. And that's something when we talked about with the city of Santa Rosa when David Guen was in, and you can see there's a few you know, higher buildings coming up, and they're really encouraging that we need to really build up and instead of out, and build within the city core, around transit, around the smart train and the buses, and it just makes sense. So we are seeing that. So we're encouraging this SB 50. If it's something you'd like to as well, go to this housingforcalifornia.com and let them know. The other is SB 330, Senator Skinner, housing accountability creates a certainty for developers constructing new housing units if the development is consistent with local planning, zoning, and design requirements. It streamlines the process or the local permitting process for 5 years in cities with more than 5,000 residents and where rents exceed 130% of the national average. And I'd say we probably fit right in there on that because the rents are kind of ridiculous. Anyway, the last one, which is I think is awesome, is about, you know, accessory dwelling units and making it easier. And this is called SB 592. I think we've talked about this before. It's housing accountability, holds local governments financially accountable for approving the construction of a second unit. For example, granny flat accessory dwelling unit, the ADU that we talk about a lot. That's if it's consistent with local planning and design requirements. So, you know, they're not forcing it to happen everywhere, but it's basically asking them to streamline the process. And this SB 592, really is saying, hey, local government, you know, city of Santa Rosa, city of Petaluma, city of Sonoma, county of Sonoma, you need to streamline things. You need to make it easier. And I think we're seeing that happen. I think they are doing that. And we're seeing a lot of it when you look at the number of the rebuild fire lots that are rebuilding and adding an accessory dwelling unit. If there's room, again, there have to be the correct setbacks and all of that. But they really have made it easier. But this goes a step further. So I think it's important to support these. Again, housingforcalifornia.com. That's a California Association of Realtors initiative. Because, you know, we need more housing. And it's not just houses so we can sell houses. It's we need more houses because, like I say all the time, a strong community makes for a strong real estate market and vice versa. So I think if we want people to stop leaving California, we need to provide some more housing that people can actually afford. And I like the way they called it... I think it was Benjamin Wickham that came in from the city of Santa Rosa and talked and called it attainable housing, and I really like that term better than affordable housing. Attainable, because we should all be able to attain housing. Anyway, so that I encourage you to go on and look into that, support it if it's something that means something to you. And if not, you can just ignore it. Anyway, I am going to be at 3364 Andy Way today, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I'll be there. Come on by. Take a look at this great property. Would love to get it into escrow. It's listed at $795. It's single level, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. Backs to, nice private area. You don't have any neighbors looking over at you or down at you. There are neighbors on either side, but they're single level, so it's nice. The way that it's situated on the lot, you do have quite a bit of privacy. Real, nice big, there's a big oak tree. There's lots of rose bushes. Great neighborhood, really walkable neighborhood. It's up off of Lomita Heights, which is a neighborhood that people love to get into. It's in a good school district. If you have kids and you're looking to get them into the Hidden Valley School, this'll do that for you. And Santa Rosa High School is the boundary for that as well. And I think Santa Rosa Middle School. So if you have kids, you're looking to get into a great neighborhood, this is one. If you don't have kids, it's still a great neighborhood. It's quiet. It's a cul-de-sac. You can't drive through this neighborhood and get out the other end. You come all the way up to the top where these houses are. And you're in there. You can't, you're not going to have cars rushing by your house all the time. It's a nice quiet lot, people out walking their dogs, and it's just a great place. $795. I will be there today. Before that, I'm going to be down at Hamilton School in Novato, finishing up our 24-hour Relay for Life. Visit Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. There's a link. If you would like to donate, American Cancer Society does great things for cancer patients and their families. That's what we're doing. That's why we relay. We're supporting Lynch syndrome and all about that. Come see me if you like or visit Facebook. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman and here on KSRO. And we'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.